Good morning. This is Nick Geyer. This morning I'd like to talk about anti-intellectualism and America's future. When I visit India, my professional friends parade their children before me in an impressive show of their academic achievements. One night, one seven-year-old did a virtuoso recitation of all the U.S. states and their capitals. Many Americans of any age would be hard-pressed to locate India on a map, let alone many of the American states. One day in November 1992, two students came into my office at Punjab University, and after a short greeting, asked me what the meaning of life was. I was amazed and I was stunned. I gathered my wits enough to give them a short lecture on the wisdom of the middle way of Buddha, Confucius, and Aristotle. In 31 years of teaching American students, I was never asked a question of such magnitude and profundity. It is well known that Americans are the worst informed people in the world. We Americans have a president who once called the Greeks Grecians. That's a hair formula, George. Not only do Americans know very little of substance, they are incredibly enough proud of their ignorance and vote for a president as ill-informed as themselves. Sadly, H.L. Mencken's 1920 prophecy has been fulfilled. As democracy is perfected, the office of president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. Mencken, of course, exaggerates, because this problem is not a matter of intelligence. Today's American students are smart enough IQ-wise, but they are not prepared, either emotionally or academically, to take full advantage of the university experience. The U.S. has the lowest high school graduation rate in the industrialized world, and only half of those graduates, a recent study has shown, are actually prepared for higher education. We Americans are a very practical people, and this pragmatic spirit is the genius that has allowed us to succeed in so many areas. But there's a downside to this optimistic, always can do, always get results attitude. For most Americans, education and the knowledge it brings is a means to an end rather than an end in itself. European and Asian cultures still respect knowledge as an end in itself, and they value their teachers more and pay them accordingly. These societies also give solid support to their schools and their students. For example, all Danish university students who keep up their grades are given a $500 a month stipend. While Congress cuts the National Science Foundation budget and prohibits funding for stem cell research, countries such as Korea blaze new scientific paths. Asia and Europe see the wisdom of investing in human capital as well as research and development. They realize that taxes are the price we pay for high culture and civilization. There's a bitter irony in our crude utilitarian view of education and knowledge. Americans want their children to get good educations and become doctors, attorneys, scientists, and even university professors. But many of them turn around and reject the expertise and knowledge that these professionals develop. India and China are producing far more computer scientists and engineers than we are. And foreign students now dominate American graduate schools in these areas. Fewer and fewer American students are choosing these fields, primarily because they lack the study skills, the ambition, or the work ethic that these disciplines require. Too many students lack Sitzfleisch, a German word that indicates the virtual flesh that exists between one's seat and the study chair. The 21st century will definitely belong to India and China, as well as equally well-trained and well-informed citizens of Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Indonesia, and Malaysia. They have just as much Sitzfleisch as our forebears, a Calvinist capitalism that neglects knowledge for knowledge's sake will be replaced by new Confucian, Hindu, and even Muslim varieties. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.